December 21st, the holy martyr Juliana and 630 martyrs with her. This glorious virgin and martyr was born in Nicomedia of pagan parents. Hearing the gospel preached, she turned to Christ with all her heart and began to live in exact observance of the Lord's commandments. Eleusis, a senator, was her betrothed. In order to turn him away, Juliana told him that she would marry him only if he became the eparch of that city. She suggested this to him, thinking that this young man would never attain such a high position. Nevertheless, Eleusis tried and, by flattery and bribery, attained the post of eparch of Nicomedia. Juliana then revealed to him that she was a Christian and could not enter into marriage with him until he embraced her faith, saying, "What does it benefit us to be united physically, but divided spiritually?" Embittered by this, Eleusis denounced her to her father. The enraged father scorned her, beat her, and then handed her over to the eparch for torture. The eparch ordered that they severely beat her. Then she was cast into prison, all wounded and bloody. However, the Lord healed her in prison, and she appeared before the eparch completely well. He then threw her into a glowing furnace, but the fire did not burn her. Seeing this miracle, many believed in Christ God. 500 men and 130 women were converted. The eparch condemned them all to death and ordered them all to be beheaded. Thus their souls entered paradise. Then the wicked judge condemned holy Juliana to be beheaded. With a joyful spirit, Juliana went out to the place of execution, prayed to God on her knees, and placed her head on the block. Her head was severed, and her soul went to the kingdom of Christ's eternal light in the year 304. God's punishment quickly befell Eleusis as he was sailing on the sea. His ship broke up, and he fell into the water. He did not find death in the water, but swam to an island, where dogs tore him to pieces and devoured him. Saint Peter the Wonder Worker, Metropolitan of Russia. Peter was born in the province of Volhynia and embraced the monastic life at the age of 12. He was a wonderful ascetic and iconographer. He founded a monastery on the river Rata and became its abbot. Against his will, he was appointed Metropolitan of Kiev and consecrated in Constantinople by Patriarch Athanasius. As Metropolitan, he endured much at the hands of the envious and the heretics. He governed the church for 18 years as a good and zealous shepherd. During his lifetime, he built a crypt for himself in the Church of the Dormition, where his holy and miracle-working relics repose even today. He entered into rest in the year 1326 and went to his true homeland. The holy martyr Themistocles. As a shepherd, the young Themistocles tended sheep in a field near the city of Myra in Lycia. At that time, the persecutors of Christians were pursuing Saint Dioscorides, and they came upon Themistocles in the field. They asked him if he saw the one being pursued and if he knew where he was hiding. Themistocles, although he knew, refused to say, but instead declared himself a Christian. He was tortured and beheaded at the time of Decius in the year 251. Hymn of Praise, the Mother of St. Peter, Metropolitan of Russia. The glorious mother of Peter the Saint, when she was pregnant with Peter, dreamed a dream and saw in that dream that in her hand she held a lamb, with slender horns, a lamb all white. Between the lamb's horns was a most beautiful tree, and on the tree were fragrant flowers, and the fragrant fruits around the flowers. The tree's branches were adorned with candles, glowing candles like shining stars, redolent with a heavenly scent. The dream of the mother was wonderfully realized. The meek lamb prefigured Peter, the horns Peter's bravery, the beautiful tree the soul of the saint, the multicolored flowers his multitude of virtues, the fruits his works of mercy, The glowing candles is faith and prayer. That which was revealed in an image to the mother was shown in truth in Peter. Reflection. Whoever climbs to the kingdom of Christ must encounter obstacles, and these obstacles are numerous and varied, especially dangerous the evils of the demons. Therefore, every man zealous for the spiritual life must be especially cautious and not accept every shining vision from the other world as a divine revelation. That even the devil is able to appear as an angel of light is shown in the life of the holy martyr Juliana. When this holy virgin lay in prison, the devil appeared to her in angelic light, and he counseled her to offer sacrifice to the idols so as to end her tortures. The frightened Juliana asked, "Who are you?" The devil replied, "I am an angel of God. God is greatly concerned about you. Therefore, he sent me with the message that you should submit to the Eparch so that your body will not be destroyed by pain. The Lord is gracious and will forgive you because of the weakness of your wounded body." The martyr was horrified at these words. Confused, she fell down in tears in prayer to God, asking him to reveal who had spoken with her. Then a voice from heaven came to her, "Be brave, Juliana. I am with you. I give you authority and power over him who came to you, and from him alone will you discover who he is." And the devil was bound and forced to acknowledge that he was the same one who had deceived Eve in paradise, who had told Cain to murder Abel, Herod to slaughter the children of Bethlehem, the Jews to stone Stephen, Nero to crucify Peter upside down and to behead Paul, and so forth. Thus this holy virgin, girded with the power of God, did not allow herself to be deluded by the evil spirit, but she defeated him by her vigilant and ardent prayers to God. Contemplation. Contemplate David's repentance. How King David did not sin while he was a shepherd and a simple subject. How, as king, he sinned against God. How he immediately recognized his sin, confessed it, and repented bitterly. Homily on Elias the prophet. As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. These words are terrible sounding to every mortal ear, for a man spoke them, a man subject to like passions as we are. James chapter 5, verse 17. You ask yourselves, brethren, how can a mortal man shut up the heavens and stop the rain? But ask yourselves, how can a mortal man open the heavens and bring down rain upon the parched ground? We know that even now God opens the heavens and gives rain at the prayers of men. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Says our Savior, as Moses, by living faith and prayer, worked awesome miracles in Egypt and in the wilderness, as Joshua the son of Nun held back the course of the sun, so also God's prophet Elias shut and opened the heavens, brought down fire from heaven, and worked other mighty and awesome miracles all through faith and prayer. God gave Elias the power to work such miracles, for Elias was zealous for the glory of God and not for his own glory. I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. This man of God sought nothing for himself, but sought everything for God. God was everything to him, all glory, all strength, all good. Therefore God crowned him with immortal glory, awesome might and treasure which does not decay and which moths do not corrupt. God did not permit Elias to die, but took him to heaven as he did Enoch. Saint Elias had a soul as pure as the morning dew, a body as chaste as a child's, and a heart and mind as blameless as that of an angel of God. Therefore, he was and remains a vessel of God's power. He worked wonders then and works them today. O living Lord, the God of thy prophet Elias, who hast adopted us through baptism by thy holy grace, and kindle also in us the faith and zeal of thy holy prophet. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.